Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I'm what the world made me. No one's gonna save me all alone without a girl or baby. If I die right now, my legacy will be kaput. No one left to carry on, story over.
Close the book.
I wonder who would even care when I'm buried, who will go? It's like we in the lobby.
Hoes fighting at my funeral?
Cremated nigga, mix my ashes with the weed seeds. Grow me up, smoke dagger till your heart bleed. My pedigree a special mix, I'm fuck you and don't give a shit. Add us a player and don't forget, never trust a bitch. Now I gotta stop, can't be giving out the recipe. And had these niggas telling all the bitches that they 40 be. Nope, only one of me. Imagine if I had a twin. Fuck one, fuck both, same time.
Get it in. These are my enemies, gotta let them out. Niggas talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoke until I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger bigger for feeding. Yup, these are my enemies, gotta let them out. Bitches talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoke until I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger bigger for feeding.
Mr. Quick to cut a bitch and Mr. Never trust a bitch. I wanna punch a bitch.
Shove my fist out of esophagus.
Rip off a lips for lying. Kill myself for even trying. Selling me your false hopes and dreams. I ain't never buying. Right now you should be dying. Stupid bitch, I let it go before. Now you get the shit again. Snatch her up, tie her up, pop the trunk, throw her in. Bound and gag, black mask, now I'm ready. Time to pay the price, I'll slice and dice a bitch with butter knives. Sell it to the rapist, since you always fucking other guys. You told so many lies that I would never hear you out. Grab your tongue, rip it out, still don't shut your fucking mouth. Get it to the super glue, this is what I do to hoes. Pour it on they pussy, maybe now you keep them legs closed. You still ain't getting nothing, stupid bitches die hoping. Let them other niggas pay and talk to bust that pussy over. Smoke cannabis, I realize that none of you bitches will ever handle this. I'm just a lost soul, been walking for a long time. Don't even know my destination, I will never break stride. I just rep that west side. Win again, never trust a bitch again, cause bitches do their own thing. I step and let my nuts hang, they listen but I don't eat. These are my
inner demons all
psycho. Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you're tuned in live or if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you're officially tuned in to Fuck You Fridays. All right, so y'all know it's just all talk tonight, or at least I'm going to talk for as long as I can. No music tonight. You basically, like, for the night, if you got something to get off your chest, got somebody you want to put on blast, you know, I'm just trying to give y'all an outlet before the weekend gets here so y'all can enjoy yourselves and everything and let that bullshit go. All right, as always, you can give me a call, 661-621-7559. You can either chill in the queue or you press 1 to let me know you want to holler at me, all right? Oh, man, it's been a while since I've done a Fuck You Fridays, man. I jotted down a few things I want to talk about to try to get through tonight and everything. First thing I'm going to do is spark this weed. Hold on. I got to get my mind right. Hold on. I got to. Oh. All right. Got it. Get my show ready. Mad I ain't got nothing to drink on, though. I got this. I'm drinking this whack-ass beer just so I can have some kind of liquor in my system. But I don't drink beer. You know, it's a problem with the Dagger's drinking beer, but. Like I said, I gotta do something. But oh man, again, I've actually been kind of looking forward to Fuck You. I'll be looking forward to Fuck You Fridays because I'm trying to get Bang Out Radio. You know what I mean? Back to where we used to be. You know what I mean? And I'm going to say majority of that is my fault because I can't, like I said, I've been real inconsistent with a lot of things. You know, I've been skipping shows. I've been trying to, you know, do shows on the road. Technical things been all messed up and everything. Now, again, like I've always said on Bang Out Radio, you never know what's going to happen. You never know what to expect. So, but at the same time, I realize that if I'm trying to do some, you know, if I'm trying to, I never know what's going to happen when I do shit, but If I wanted this shit to get picked up, say I want somebody to invest some money into it or whatever, anything like that, ain't nobody just going to do that with me doing things how I'm doing them. So I can understand that as well. So I'm really trying to get back into, like I said, the consistency, as well as just not giving a fuck when it comes to what I'm doing here on the radio. And what I mean by that is that, like I said, when I very first got on Bang Out Radio, when I first started doing my shows, when I first was doing my first show, you know what I mean? I didn't even come on to Bang Out Radio unless I was able to do what I wanted to do. That's the number one rule that I've had for myself. And I realize that because, like I said, I don't have a lot already. So there are very few things that I can actually call mine that are actually mine. Like, as it stands right now, I don't own Bang Out Radio, but this shit right here is mine. There's only one person that can take this away from me, and I'm so cool with her that she ain't going to let that happen. So, I mean, we're good. So, again, this is mine. But also at the same time, like I said, I've been missing shows and everything, and I've been missing shows for, like, I'm not going to say stupid reasons, but you know how people say, like, again, we all know, like I said, I don't get paid for this, at least not yet. You know what I mean? Anything that's going on here is coming out of my pocket. And, you know, my other co-hosts and everything that help out when they can and everything. But basically, I'm covering this out of my pocket just to do this, you know. So, since I'm not getting paid for this, I've said this many times, too. Y'all don't know how many people be on me, like, why are you spending money on this? You're not doing this. You're not doing that. You're not getting paid for it. So what's the point? And sometimes I let that shit sink in. You know, there'll be some, and other nights, y'all, I'm not even going to lie. Other nights, I just want to do some other shit. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Ooh, that's that shit right there. Some nights, again, it's not that I don't want to do the show. It's just that maybe I'm doing something else that, yeah, sounding like a rookie on national TV, radio, excuse me. But, damn, what the fuck, see, weed got me thrown off real quick. Let me hit it again, maybe I'll remember. Let's see, consistency, there's a lot of things that I want. See, this is why shit is smoking. This is what I mean. Nobody's going to pick this shit up if their host is doing shit like this. But Damn. See, I hate that. But what was I? Where was I at? But anyway, like I said, I want to get back to Southeast Houston because again, I remember. Because I be doing other shit, and it's just the fact that because I don't get to do shit often. So sometimes when I have opportunities to do shit, whatever that may be, and it's like, okay, I either got to do this or the show. Trust me, y'all. 9 times out of 10, a lot of times I want to do the show, but with the shit that's been going on with me lately and the thing, I need to just occupy my time. But I always forget that this helps me. Being here and doing this it helps me, you know, because it allows me to, like I said, I'm in control. I don't have a lot of control in my life at this situation, you know, right now, at this current point. And, you know, it's not that I can't control the situation, but I just choose not to because we'll get into that a little bit later. But, again, as far as things that I have control over this whole thing for 2 hours. You know what I mean? For 2 hours, 5 days a week. So that's 10 hours that I got full control over what I want to do, what I want to talk about, who I want to let talk to me, the music that comes in, you know, I control what goes on over here. So it's good to have that feeling on something. You know, because a lot of people have that. You see how many people are in control of what they do? You know, and it's a good feeling to be in control of something. Now what people do with that control, something else totally different. You know, that's the difference. But just the fact that you're in the, you know, you're in the driver's seat per se. You know what you want to do, how you want to handle things, what you want to do. Can't nobody affect that. It's a good feeling to have that. So I have that here. I don't have that in many other situations in my life, and I don't have that in a lot of situations in my life. So I need to realize that this is one of the reasons, again, why I need to do this. Because, again, I need that sense of control, at least something. Like I said, to keep a nigga balanced and shit. So there's that. On the other side of things, again, why I like doing this radio show, because for whatever reason, whoever listens to this show, whoever actually calls in, whoever fucks with The Dagger, whoever fucks with any of the shows, you know what I mean, whoever fucks with Bang Out Radio, we seem to attract the realest motherfuckers. Call y'all motherfuckers, but I mean y'all motherfuckers because I don't know all y'all individually, but I mean I have talked to some of the realest motherfuckers, you know, in the independent music game. Like I said, I done talked to directors, producers, artists, you know what I mean? I talked to the homies, random bitches calling in, bitches I know. You know what I mean? Bitches, I don't even know, you know, calling in. But, again, you know what we do here on Bang Out Radio across all the shows. You know, we exchange ideas. We talk shit. We back it up. We get in arguments. We've had people call in cuss. You know what I mean? It's been a lot going on here. Why? Because life is real. Shit is real. This is a real-ass radio station. It's so real that if, like I said, if the hoes don't want to fuck with it, it ain't gonna. You know what I mean? It's that. That's how real it is. I'm not about to sit here and. Well, that's part of the problem too. Let me get back to that as well. I want to get back to the essence of how shit used to be. Like I said, when I first started Bang Out Radio, doing Bang Out Radio, I didn't give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck about what people thought, about what I said, the subject matter I talked about, the stories I told. You know what I mean? I didn't give a fuck. And I, like I say all the time still, if you don't like what I got to say or if you don't want to hear what's going on, then don't listen. I would tell people not to listen just so the fact that I didn't have to hear that shit afterwards. But then, you know what I mean, so many people are sitting out there, like we always say, sitting back, listening, wanting to hear what I got to say or if I'm going to put them in a story or if I'm going to, you know what I mean, I have motherfuckers plotting and watching. But at the same time, I felt good. Because I didn't have, or I don't have, again, like I said, many places I could just let loose and get shit off my chest for real, for real. You know, I mean, everybody I don't know about other people's situation, but, you know, most people have something or someone that they can really confide in no matter what. And like I said, tell that person everything. And like I told people all the time, bitches and people used to listen to the show just to hear what was going on with me because, I'm not verbal like that. When I'm out, when I'm been in corners and everything like that, you'll think everything's all good with Dagger. Unless I tell you something, but I don't portray myself that way. If I do got issues, I do got something going on, like I said, I really want people to know that. Like I said, I don't know how to give sympathy to people, so I don't expect it from people. So I don't even allow people to have a reason to be sympathetic towards me, you know, because I just don't want to. And then times when I would expect sympathy or would want somebody to feel some type of way about a nigga or something like that, it doesn't happen. So it's like, fuck it, why even go through it? But again, I'm also starting to realize, like I said, I really got to get back into it. Like I said, I got to really be consistent. Ain't no point in spending money on shit that you're not using as far as Bang Out Radio goes. This is what I'm talking about. Like I said, I got to pay for this. So if I'm not going to do the shows, why am I paying for it? You know, there's that part. So, and then in doing so, I really have to not care. Like, I got to go back to not care. Because I, as much as I say I don't hold back, I admit to y'all, I hold back a lot. You know, I hold back people's names. I'm still going to do that. You know, this fuck, I don't want to blast people like that. But, you know, I've held back a lot of stories. I've held back a lot of situations and everything like that because somebody may listen or somebody may, you know, do this or that, and I didn't want to deal with the repercussions or whatever may come back or bounce back or deal with motherfuckers' attitude and shit and everything. So, you know, I try to just look for other shit to talk about. You know, what I realize also that I do a lot is that I look for other shit to talk about. When I started here, it was always my situations. You know what I mean? I never gave a fuck about pop culture and other shit. You know, I don't give a fuck about Kanye and Kim's wedding. You know, there's a lot of shit I don't give a fuck about. And, you know, on Bang Out Radio, you know, we was always kept it as close to home as possible. So, again, I'm going to start getting back to that, too. I'm really just got to stop giving a fuck about what people think and what they say, you know, and just do what I know I have to do. Because, like I said, again, if I'm paying for this and I'm dropping on this, why am I not giving it the best that I possibly can? You know, why go pay for a movie and then, you know, pay for the box seats, but you're going to sit in the front row? You know what I mean? Like, why do that? Why go to the club, you know, and drop all this money for the VIP table when you're just going to park in my pimpin' anyway and just chill outside? It just doesn't, or not go at all. It just don't make no sense. And to also be honest with y'all, you know what I mean, unless I'm actually doing something like either at the studio, you know, or something like that, or at a show, or, you know, really on some other shit, I be mad when I don't be doing the show. Because I be wanting to do it, because every time it's too late for me to do the show, I be like, damn, I should be doing the show. Or even sometimes I even admit to, I may just be that high, like off of work or something like that or whatever, where time just floats by and I miss it, or you know what I mean? So, again, and I never want to feel like I have to half-ass the show or give y'all a half-ass shit when it's already inconsistent. You know, that's too many negatives. I figure y'all give me more respect, you know, for saying fuck it and not doing the show than to, you know, try to give y'all some half-ass, blase, ooh, some thrown-together shit. But then also at the same time, I should at least be mad enough to come up on the show and let y'all know that there's not going to be a show. And then, you know, but it's rough. Because, again, I'm in control of the situation, but I involve people. And I love it, though, you know, because I don't want to have to do everything. It's frustrating having to do everything all the time. And it's just crazy to think that way, you know? So, but again, Bang Out Radio again. This is me trying to let y'all know that I understand things have changed. You know, your boy, I mean, we've been here for like 2 years. A lot happens in 2 years. But we can't forget what made this shit pop. You know what I mean? I can't forget what made this shit happen. And it's crazy because if you look at it like this, right? Started off with Slap Sundays, all new music all the time, and I think the next one I took over was West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. All right, so there was a two. Now, I added Fuck You Fridays because specifically I was, at the time when I started Fuck You Fridays, I was going through all kinds of shit where I knew I specifically needed a day where I could just let that shit go. That's where Fuck You Fridays is. Like I said, when it was birthed, it was at a time that I was going through some shit, trying to put shit together. There was a lot of people pissing me off with everything. So I was like, man, fuck that. I'm going to make a whole new show just so I can talk shit. That's the only reason. And then there was a time shit was cool, and I wasn't really doing Fuck You Fridays because, you know, shit was cool, and I didn't want to bring up shit, or I was so overwhelmed with shit that I couldn't even focus my mind even to start cussing people out. But again, I'm starting to realize, and I have to realize that I have to do things how I want to do them in the places that I have control over, and Bang Out Radio being one of them. You know, when I want to do a show, and it's funny, too, because Bang Out, my shows have been set up, you know, the way they are for at least a good year and a half now with the new shows and everything. I don't know, maybe a year for the new shows, but I've been on it for 2 going on 3 years and everything. And my shows are set Monday, 8 to 10, Tuesday, 8 to 10, Wednesday, 9 to 11, Friday, 8 to 10, Sunday, 8 to 10. You'd be surprised. Like I said, it's a set schedule. That's my schedule set. There are so many times when I know I got a show and people hit me up like, let's do this, let's do that. Well, forget your show. Just, you know what I mean? Fuck your show. Why are you doing that? You know, complain. There are people that are jealous of a radio station. Oh, you radio station, get your time. And, you know, you never want to spend time with me because you always doing your shows. And, like, are you serious? And again, you ain't making no money at it anyway, blah, blah, you know what I mean? They always throw that shit in there and everything. But again, for me, it's not about the money. If it was about the money, I would have been stopped doing this shit. I already told y'all my reasons. This is my form of damn near therapy right here. And then at the same time, like I said, I get to listen to real music from real artists. Y'all out there going through y'all struggles and, you know, independent artists. Some of y'all ain't struggling. Some of y'all been on. Like I said, even here at Bang Out Radio, I've seen artists who started off, you know what I mean, calling in, talking about, you know, we doing this little show here, whoop, whoop, and everything like that, in the streets, you know what I mean, calling me while they on the road, going to another show, car, you know what I mean? People have hit me up on that type of shit. Now, niggas is signed. You know what I mean? Niggas is making videos, got whole record companies and shit. Much love to anybody out there doing that motherfucking thing. Shots from the motherfucking dagger. I see it. I love it. Trying to be like y'all when I grow up. But that's what I'm here for. Where else are motherfuckers, independent artists, where else are we, because I'm an independent artist too, where else are we going to get to hear our music played for free? You know, and all y'all got to do is fuck with me. A lot of y'all don't even do that. It's cool. Because like I said, Dagger don't chase nobody. That's something that ain't never changed. Like I tell people all the time, you either fucking with me or you not. You fucking with Bang Out Radio or you not. It's very simple. You know what I mean? This is what I mean when I say shit like, well, I'm in control of this because I keep shit very simple. Because away from this, life, like I said, when I leave from where I'm at doing my show, when I'm out of Bang Out Radio territory and everything like that, it's not simple. I try to keep shit simple, but it's not. Because other people want to be complicated. We even have complicated situations on the show sometimes. Y'all heard some of these motherfuckers called into these shows or whatever. Like I said, if you've really been here, shit goes down sometimes. But that's the point. That's another reason why I do this. Like I said, bring it here. Bring it right here. Any problems, any issues, you got something to say. Like I said, not even just Fuck You Fridays. Let's go through the lineup once again. Because like I said, maybe some new people are out there. And maybe I'll just, like, let's start this shit or let's keep this shit going. Again, let's get this shit back to where it was. Y'all know where we're at right now. Fuck You Fridays. All right? No matter where you at, depending on what you're doing or what you got popping. Like I said, if you listening right now, hopefully you're not at work or you off. Maybe you're rolling up some weed, having a drink, sitting back, relaxing. Maybe you're getting ready to go function. Maybe you're trying to figure out what a turn-up is tonight. You know what I mean? I don't know what y'all got going. Maybe you got kids. Maybe you can't do shit. Maybe you're stuck in the house. But, hey, you better go sneak in the backyard and go smoke you some weed, too, if you do. You know what I mean? I don't know what y'all situations is. But I just hope shit is cool. Like I said, I got to go to work tomorrow. But it's Friday for the rest of y'all motherfuckers. Just don't worry about shit. Or again, if you got an issue, somebody pissed you off at work, hit me up. Tell me about it. 661-621-7559. Ladies, your nigga not acting right. You want some advice from me or whatever? You want to hear what I would do or you know what I mean or anything like that? Hit me up. Fellas, your bitch ain't acting right. Or you need some female advice. You know what I mean? These bitches is crazy. I know. Hit me up. That's what we're supposed to do here on Fuck You Fridays. Again, Fuck You Fridays is all talking. And if nobody talks to me, then I got to talk. And then I got to run my mouth for 2 hours. That's why I got to smoke and drink or whatever. Because, you know, just for a person who doesn't talk, because, again, outside, if y'all know me, I don't do a whole lot of talking. So for somebody who doesn't talk, they have to come up with 2 hours of just material and not just have it be on some bullshit. Because, again, there have been other shows when I've told y'all just hear me when I'm out doing whatever I'm doing. Now, I don't know how those shows go sometimes or whatever, but depending on what y'all doing, you still hear conversations. I think I was playing ball one week, one Friday, you know. It's just, but I don't want to do that either. Because, again, this is what Friday is for. It's supposed to be for talking. It's supposed to be for blasting motherfuckers. It's supposed to make sure your weekend starts off at least on a good note. Because, again, y'all motherfuckers know. Y'all know these people out here that actually feel good about talking shit. You know what I mean? You ever see somebody talk shit and then feel they self afterwards? You know how people can be. So that's what it's here for. All right? Because if not, I just got a lot of shit I can talk about myself. So it's cool. Either way. So, Oh, man, so Fuck You Fridays. Now, Slap Sundays, again, that's the bread and butter. That's where I started off, Bang Out Radio. That's where I was at when everything started. And with that show started, why I call it Slap Sundays, for two reasons. Because, again, I want to slap the stupidity out of people. It was because that came before Fuck You Fridays. Fuck You Fridays was kind of like an extension from Slap Sundays because I wanted to have a whole show where I was just basically slapping the fuck out of people, so I said, Fuck You Friday. You know what I mean? I had to add a show anyway. But Slap Sundays, I would find stupid news stories, find just the dumbest shit that happened that week or whatever or something like that, and talk about that shit. Because you'd be surprised, not just, like I said, not just in America, around the world, or just everywhere. There's people who's out here doing the dumbest shit in the fucking world. Just dumb. So that's what that started. But then also, slappers. It was like, what is it? Sounds like another platinum slapper. You know what I mean? It was all turn up night on Sundays. Party music, all new music I received during the week is the first played on Sunday. So that makes sure that every time you send me your music, tune in that Sunday to make sure you hear your shit at least once. I play everybody's shit at least once. If you send me your music, it got played at least once. And I tell motherfuckers all the time, however much you want it to play, or, you know, again, I'm a smoker, I'm a drinker, I got a lot of things going on. You know, I be losing focus sometimes. Not really losing focus, but I be all over the place. But again, artists, y'all independent artists that have fucked with me, that have called into the shows, that have, you know, I've done interviews with, that I've worked with maybe or something like that. People that stay in kind of that fuck with Bang Out Radio for real, you know what I mean? Those are the people I remember. You know how many songs I fucking got of y'all music? You know how much, you know, just independent artist shit. And I don't know what y'all do or where y'all at, you know, in y'all local cities or whatever, how much your shit gets played or whatever and everything like that. But here, if you want your shit played, like I said, you got to fuck with me. Like I said, the shit, here's the, look, here's, I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to go over the steps on how to make sure your shit gets thrown in rotation a lot and that makes sure your shit, you know, just bump like that or you hear your shit. There's many different ways to do it. Number one, just have a slapper. If your song knocks, just knocking, period, you know, I'm going to remember, you know, because I'm going to be like, oh, that shit's knocking. And then it's just going to be in the mental bank, so when I want to hear that shit or whatever, something like that, then I'm going to play that shit, you know. Bam, I got that. Now, there are some of y'all shit that y'all send in. I listen to it once. It's okay, you know what I mean? It's cool, but then it may get lost in the mix because maybe you sent me only one song. You know, that's your one song that you sent me. So, and if it wasn't slap, slap, slapping like that, then you're going to need to hit me up talking about, you know, hey, what's up? We'll play that. You know what I mean? Maybe I need to hear it a few times or whatever, you know. Yeah, but that's on you. And then also, I've said it all. Oh, wait. Let me stick with the list real quick. Then we'll go over to there. But another way to make sure your shit get played, right? Look, send me a lot of your music. Shit, send me your whole fucking mixtape. I don't care. Because when I load up all the music that I get, I load them all up. So when I'm going through looking for songs, if I got 80 of your songs, I'm going to play one of them just on GP. Just because you sent me that many fucking songs. Shit, fuck it, I'm going to play one. You know, I don't really take requests, but again, if you call into the show, this is for the independent artists. If you call into the show, my other shows, not tonight, but if you call into any other shows that I'm playing music on, I will play your song right away. That's how you get your song played. You know, I don't, or get one of your songs played. You can have your people's, you can have your people's call in. Like I said, Bang, another thing y'all don't realize, Bang Out Radio is all word of mouth. You know, I try to do my little Facebook shit or whatever and text messages and emails and all kind of shit and everything like that. I try to send those out to as many people as I can. But besides that, I don't know what everybody else is doing. That's just me sending it to those people. You know, what I really want people to do, what I really want y'all to do, like I said, it's word of mouth. Tell somebody. Forward the email. Forward the text message. Send it to at least one other person who you think might appreciate some real shit. It's simple. Because nobody, I said this, nobody's going to believe me. Nobody's going to believe me. They'll believe you. Your friend, your family. You know, you at work or whatever, somebody at work, whatever the fuck. They're going to believe you. If you tell them, like, yo, you need to tune in, listen to, you know, whatever. Like I said, if everybody wanted to be involved, if y'all, I say this is what I mean. I'm in control of this shit, but I don't want to be. I want this shit to be all the way out of my hands. All I want to be able to do is sit back and just holler at motherfuckers every day, you know, every time we have a show, keep this shit rolling. Because the word of mouth will be so vicious that I don't even got to send out reminders to people. But that I can't do that myself. It's not going to happen by myself. This is what I mean. I need y'all to do that. But I'm not going to force y'all to do it, and I'm not going to tell y'all to do shit. You got to want to do it. Just like me, I got to want to do this shit. And I do. But, I mean, it's fucking internet radio. I mean, you know how many ear, just if I were to go back through the stats, just how many people have at least heard at least one show in 3 years. Like I said, we're talking thousands and thousands of people. You never know who's listening. Your music out there getting played, or you want your music played. This is, I don't understand. when I wasn't on Bang Out Radio, I would tune in to Bang Out Radio. I was listening to Bang Out Radio. I was sending in my music to Bang Out Radio. I had people calling in to request my music on Bang Out Radio. I was doing drops for Bang Out Radio. You heard Dagger on fucking Bang Out Radio. That's why I'm here. I'm willing to open up new shows. Who got ideas? Who want to holler at me? This is what I mean. Ain't no telling what we can do with this. But if y'all don't give a fuck, then I'm just going to give as much of a fuck as I can. You know, and I do. But, again, I can't do everything by myself. But, well, so Slap Sundays, the Triple M Show, Mondays, Mo Music Mondays. Why did I do that? I made that show, one, to be the complete opposite of Fuck You Friday, because I figure, okay, if I'm going to have a show where I'm just going to talk for 2 hours and that's all I'm going to do is talk for 2 hours, then I want to balance that out and have a show where I do nothing but play music for 2 hours. So that's where Mo Music Monday came from, just nothing but music for 2 hours. And I actually like Mondays because, you know, that's the time when I get to just cruise or whatever, and I'm playing the shit, you know, I'm doing the show from my phone, but doing the show like a radio station, you know, on my phone while I'm just playing songs that I want to hear while I'm cruising and shit, because it's just 2 hours of music. You know, nobody's saying nothing. And then I also did it because that gives me a chance to get as much music pumped into 2 hours as possible so I can play as much of y'all music as I can. This is me, like I said, trying to do my part. But again, when people act like they don't give a fuck, then I'll just be like, I guess. That's how I be sometimes. Turned Up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks. Hood Bell. These motherfuckers. And I did that because I knew that these niggas is going to say and do the shit that I wish I can go back to doing. Like I said, these niggas ain't got no filters. These niggas don't give a fuck what you think, how you feel, you know, what you got to say. You know, they'll listen to you. They may hear you out if they like what they're hearing, but, you know, and don't cross them. That's the exact reason, because I know I was right here. Y'all go ahead. And again, I gave them that show so I could just sit back and not have to do nothing. The niggas still make me talk, but I'm just supposed to be the DJ on that show. You know what I mean? So I try to kick back as much as possible. These niggas be on. That was the point. Because me, like I said, I be trying to be all balance, you know, I try to keep it calm, cool, balanced out and everything as much as I can sometimes. You know, I try to play host and shit and everything like that, but it's just a different kind of host. They just different kind of host. They do things as they want to, and that's exactly what I want them to do. Because that's what we need here on Bang Out Radio. I got some bangers. Like, nigga, that's what they do. But at the same time, like I said, I ain't going to give nobody no show. I mean, them the homies. I can trust them with that shit. But even them, they getting more like me now. You know what I mean? They ain't even been on the air that long. Because remember when Turned Up Tuesday started off or whatever, what they used to call that shit? An outline. Niggas had outlines and shit about what they was going to talk about. Nigga was filling in. You know, I used to look at these niggas while they was doing it. You know, filling in topics and shit. Like, we're going to talk about this and this and go down there. And our next segment is, and did it. You know, these niggas was out here trying to be all little producers and shit or whatever for their show, which is fine. It was funny because, you know, you listen to the show, you hear, okay, the next segment, you can hear the paper turn like they're going down their list. But, hey, it kept shit in order. Now, these niggas don't give a fuck. Niggas like me, they just like, we'll get on air and we'll just get on air and see what happens. You know what I mean? So, which is cool. Because that's how I always was kind of been in the first place. I mean, it's just realer that way. Fuck it. Just whatever. Whatever pops up, whatever's on a nigga's mind, whatever may have happened. Like I said, just bring it to, just go. I ain't got no issues with that, but at the same time, but like I told these niggas, like how I got drops for my shows on my Sunday show, got Wednesday night drops, you know, I tell these niggas all the time, y'all need drops for your show. Turns up Tuesdays drops. You think these niggas doing drops for their shows? No. But it's okay, though. It's their show. They do what the fuck they want to. I'm just saying, it would, you know, shit would work a little smoother if you nigga had drops. You know, you could promote. You know, but that's just me. That's not my show. So, but again, like I said, they gonna do what they want to do. I just spin the records. But that's what Turned Up Tuesdays came about. I'm like, man, y'all niggas want a show? Like, they're like, yup, there it is. So they go to Hood Geek. All right, West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights. You know, started all doing that solo. That was my ladies' night. You know, that's when I turned on my Theo voice. You know what I mean? And I would play the, you know, the slow tracks and the, you know, the R&B, trying to get at the ladies' tracks type shit. You know, bitches call in like, hey, Dagger, I need some advice. And then, you know, and I did it like that. And then met up with Queen V. You know, she wanted to co-host on the show because you always need a female opinion on that type of shit, I believe. And everything, you know, it's good to hear another side of things or whatever. I mean, we've gotten into heated discussions and arguments, been on, you know, different sides, sometimes on the same side. You know, I talked about shit where, you know, shit I was going through and got a female opinion about it, if I was crazy. Because, you know, I am crazy, but I don't be thinking I'm that crazy sometimes. Like, you know, I can't be that crazy all the fucking time. But, you know, but that was more so, like I said, that was ladies' night. Because I know, again, we got Slab Sundays, we got the Triple M Show, it's everything. So on top of, opposite of Slab Sunday, I did West Coast One, which is R&B, chill, relax, you know what I mean? And that's why I pushed it back an hour a little bit later, because that's the time where I was hoping, you know, I was trying to get motherfuckers fucking this shit. You know what I mean? We talk about sex, porno on there, you know, you never know. That's just dope matters and topics. You know, that's just what we was on. So... But again, I gotta get back to how things were. You know, I gotta get back to the nitty grit. You know, the grit about it. Because the more, I just feel like, you know, I'm starting to. It's not that I don't care, but I don't know. Do I not care as much? Do I? Am I trying to find excuses for shit? You know, I don't know. But I just know that. This is something that is important to me. And I don't have a lot of things that are actually that important to me. You know, very, very few things, and this is one of them. So I need to make sure that this is, if I feel that way about this, then I need to put in that effort to bring about the best product that I possibly can, and I really got to follow through with that. You know, saying it out loud just isn't enough. But y'all realize, like I said, this is like my verbal diary kind of in a sense. Not a diary. You know, that's a fact shit. My bad. Like a verbal journal. You know, niggas have journals. So, again, I go, you know, I listen to these shows to hear what I could work on, hear this, that, or whatever. But also to, so I can hear myself saying what needs to be done. So I can make it happen. So I can bring it into reality. Because... Again, the next thing, like I said, just to transition to the next thing I want to talk about, I mean, as far as being on radio, is just that I'm so good at a lot of things that, not to be, you know, not chauvinistic, what's the word? Cocky. But, I mean, I'm good at a lot of shit. But the problem with that is that I can't focus on one thing to do it. Over, not over the top, but you know what I mean, like all the way, you know, like how do I like, I'm a good radio host. We've been talking about this already. I'm a good radio host. I'm good at running my mouth. I can speak on certain things intelligently. If I don't know anything about it, then I don't tend to speak on it. You know, I can carry myself. I can hold a conversation if I choose to. I can run a switchboard. You know, I can do radio. But again, I've never really given Bang Out Radio everything that I possibly can. You know, if I dropped a little bit more money into Bang Out Radio myself out of my pocket, you know, I could extend the hours even more, add more music. I could, there's other shit I'll be able to do if I spend more money or something like that. I can do that. You know, if I promoted more, you know, if I was all over Facebook, all over Instagram, Twitter, you know, just sending out links and this, that, ooh, whatever, then... You know, if I was doing that, if I was calling people, reaching out to people, you know, literally, like, yo, what's up? You want to call in? If I was looking for people to set up interviews and, you know, if I was doing all that, then ain't no telling where this would be. You know, but again, that's me, myself, doing all that, you know, recording new drops, you know. That's just me. If I was able, I don't have the time, number one, to do all that. As much as I would want to, I mean, you know how much I would have to give up in order to do that, of other shit that I got going on, which is why I've always said I need assistance. But, again, it doesn't work out that way all the time. But that's what I mean. Like I said, I'm good at this, but I can't. And then what would suffer? Like I said, my music would suffer. You know, because all the time I'm putting into this, I wouldn't be writing new lyrics. I wouldn't be writing new rhymes. I wouldn't be going to the studio as much. You know what I mean? My relationships may suffer. They're already doing that enough. Mad that I'm here talking to people that I don't even see, you know, and everything. When I could be, you could be spending time with me. It's not about that. You know, but again, on the other side, I can't go fully into music. Like I said, I've been doing music for years too. I've been doing music longer than I've been doing this. I put a lot into my music, but I still can't put everything. You know, if I could just put everything into my music, I would. But then Bang Out Radio was suffering. If I took the money that I'm spending, the little money that I am spending over here, took it from here and took it over there, then this is going to be gone. Y'all remember the times when the show, you know, when I couldn't pay the rent on the show and the shows weren't canceled just because I couldn't pay? And that's sad when, you know, I don't know what's worse, the fact that I would pay for the show and not do it, or the fact that I couldn't even afford to do it if I wanted to. I mean, that's a fucked up feeling, too. You got something that you want to do that you can't even afford to do it. And then you also realize, you know, there were times when, you know, when you on a roll and your consistency is on, because like I said, I was so consistent behind, you know, every show was popping, blase, beauties of the week, interviews, you know, shit was rolling, shit was moving. And then you go down, and then when people lose that momentum, you know, it's hard to build it back. So, and then, like everything else, you know, I want to involve people when it's in. Even if I were to take away from this, focus on my music. You know, I got a group that I work with. You know, I got my solo shit or whatever, but it's all the same thing. But you know, I've always, I've wasted a lot of time as well. You know, I've been members of other groups before. I've done a lot of solo shit. You know, I've always been a solo. When I started off, I always considered myself, or I always was solo, and I was looking for, you know, a group. Because, you know, everybody got their crew or whatever and everything or something like that. I was looking for a group that I could roll with, or that I could, you know, build something with, that we could make something happen. You know, I started out, it was Mad Family, but, you know, niggas moved away and everything. That's when I was really young, you know. And it was Flaw Scandalous, dealing with some faulty-ass niggas. You know, when all was said and done, you know, and you know, now it's Hoodbound, like, you know, which is I feel this. If it doesn't happen here, then it's just not going to happen. But even in that sense, y'all know when you're involving more people into something, then the harder it gets. I mean, it's supposed to be easy, but it can be just as hard. Because you got to realize I'm dealing with, you know, four or five other grown men. Got their own lives, doing what they do, doing what they got to do, got their own bills, got their own situations, got their own shit that they got to do. When you by yourself, all you got to do is worry about yourself, but at the same time, everything's on you. You're responsible for everything. When you're in a group, usually when you're in a group, you know, just like when you did group work, you know, at school and shit. You know, the responsibility is supposed to be shared. It's supposed to be a little bit easier. Sometimes it gets a little bit harder. But for me, it's more business and pleasure. You know what I mean? No homo. But it's business and pleasure because you want to do shit with the homies. Why not do something you enjoy with people that you tight with? That adds to the enjoyment. But you could also get so lost in the enjoyment that you're forgetting the business that needs to be done or what needs to be done. So, or like I said, some people just can't make certain sacrifices or just can't do certain things. Maybe, I mean, you don't, like, you can't speak for, I can't speak for other people, and I never will. But it's just rough because, again, when it comes to music, it's like, do you just go gung-ho, or do you wait and see what happens? Like, I don't know. Like I said, I'm just all over. I'm just all over on a lot of things. And I'm always in the middle of some shit. You know, I don't want to lose this. I don't want to lose this. I want to do this, but can't do this because of this, or maybe because of this. Or if I do this, then I got to do all of this in order to make this happen, which means I can't. You know, it's just, but that's life, though, right? So why the fuck am I going to see this? Is it, I don't know. I said complicated. A lot of shit. Now, like I said, I try to keep shit as simple as possible because everything has to be complicated. But it's not complicated for everybody. You know, so actually, here, I got about 10 minutes. I'm actually going to do Dagger Thug. I know I'm supposed to talk for 2 hours and everything real quick, but I got to take a quick break. I got to go take a piss real quick. Smoke a cigarette. And then I'm going to do Dagger's Double Play real quick, give y'all 2 tracks, and I'll be right back, and we're going to keep going. Like I said, I'm just clear my throat real quick. And how do I feel? My music has always been a representation of how I felt. Okay, I'm going to listen to that one. All right, y'all, we'll be right back. Fuck you, Friday. Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Don't go nowhere.
Man, killing shit, a homicidal, crazy nigga in a bell tower, sniper rifle, headhunting niggas. Used to think that we was bad, now I'm always getting hot. Used to think I'll always had a homie, little Philly dog. Used to think I'd never cry, and now a nigga's out of tears. Realizing what I used to think doesn't matter here. Used to think that self-esteem I never had, it played the wall. Now all I do is wave my middle finger.
Used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
Now I'm a new man, ain't no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, ain't no telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I was still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I was
no
love to the end.
I'll never keep rapping.
When is my time gonna come?
It ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Being what I used to.
The mother niggas, they ain't me to die. I'm getting sick of A-4-E-D.
I used to be the fat kid, 285 pounds. If I was in your class, I'm the one you would clown. Used to think things would never change, and niggas couldn't get the help. Used to think my life was worthless. Used to wanna be them niggas that I saw on the TV. Used to wanna platinum records just for selling my CD. Used to lie to everybody, telling bitches what they wanna hear. Karma's real, used to think it wasn't.
It was made clear.
Year to year, I used to think that things would get a little better. Used to think that I would make it rap, and now I'm thinking never. Used to think you needed bars to win an award. Do you hear and see these niggas? Right now
I used to think that that would be me. But I used to think I wouldn't be alive to see. Woe was me. Used to think they wouldn't care a dagger just up and down. The only thing that you can never say, he used to never try.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
Follow dick. If you got a problem, turn around and walk. You either with it or you're not, that's it. We don't gotta talk, get the big boo. Bitch, you ain't cute. I'm watching thirsty niggas cause they like to think last and first shoot. Priorities don't mean a thing when homies are your enemies. And bitches getting babies, not a job or a wedding ring. Sad thing with sympathy, what are you, delirious? Check the dictionary, in between shit and syphilis. Never been more serious, niggas don't even come around. The only niggas that I know that hold it down. About to smoke a pound, dagger's heavily medicated. Dilated, I admit it,
gotta stay faded.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I'm like.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt. I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I will love to the end.
When is
my time gonna come?
Ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Yeah, this that anti-hater music right here, y'all already know. The Dagger, aka 4DB with it. And, you know, I don't know what to keep saying, what to keep doing, how to keep showing y'all how shit goes down out here. But I'm gonna do what I have to do. I'm gonna do what I know I gotta do. All right. So look, when I open my eyes, I know God has let me see another day. My life is burning. Motherfuckers treat me like an ashtray and putting nothing past me. I got the skills and let them show. I work so hard to be the best, but won't nobody ever know the way I kill the mic and shows the hoes that I be ducking, dodging family ties. The pain I felt was paralyzing. I learned to walk again, started wiggling my big toe. I'm on the loose and running wild, something like an animal. All I wanna do is eat, I smell the beat and shit and track. The only nigga dropping shit where people want a piece of that. Here you go, I got enough to serve the whole community. If people don't have loyalty, there will never be no unity. Wait, gotta take it back, loyalty don't mean shit. Hanging with the, fucking with the, where are the men of honor? A lot of stupid niggas, bitches sell they pussy and they feelin' to the highest bidder. And I ain't paying for it, one a girl that got her own, you bitches on the kitty shit. But they don't ever listen, 4DB, they know I'm with it. Turn me up until you wanna fuck and then I might hit it. Bitches on my naughty list, and they ain't getting just. I couldn't tell, now you wanna deck my halls, try to make my jingles bell. Oh well, had the chance, now it's over, dead through. Now I do what Pac do, staring through my rear view. So many people left behind the choices that they chose to make. I'm too real to deal with fakes who's living every day to hate. Life is like a lemon day, line them up, strike them out. Find out what they really about, wear it out. But I don't take them out, I take them out. Got my weapon, bust my nut, then Nick Cage with it. I had to learn my lesson, see the game from different angles. Now I'm so off the chain, bitches call me Westside rider with my heater and a dirty fro. And I ain't doing what I'm doing just so I can buy a hoe. Realizing
people, they ain't even trying. No more crying, I just stay. So I think I'm flying. I'm never coming down. I look around and say, for what? All I see is, but up here I'm untouched. My tracks are, yeah, get with it. Let me in. If you don't show respect, then get to stepping in. That was a little Martin. I've seen a lot of shows. Now Trayvon Martin got killed. They let the killer go. And then they wonder why I'd rather watch the Family Guy. Cause when I'm off it, I'd rather laugh, you'd rather cry. Check the news, somebody died. Politicians tell them lies. I'd rather chill in South Park and shed a tear when Kenny died. Told you all, I'm rising high. Step correct and step aside. I ain't scared of death. That doesn't mean I'm in a rush to die. Y'all niggas go ahead and all you bitches go and get it. Everybody got a life, but you the one that gotta live.
You guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort,
all on my tab.
Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge.
Okay, here we go.
How's everybody doing?
Good. Good so far.
All right.
Nothing yet.
Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale that Lois was...
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who will be having an...
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm gonna...
Oh, boy! That means I win! I get to eat...
Oh, God! Why didn't anybody tell you? Oh, my God! My insides are on fire! No, please! No more!
Dad! I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911.
Lois, get in here.
Okay. I think it's all gone.
I don't want to.
Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
What the devil is that?
Peter and Chris. Sounds like they're in trouble.
Oh. My God, why is there vomit everywhere?
Is that the Epicac bottle? Oh, no. No, please, not this.
Oh, God. It's not going to be coming out of us. It's going to be going... Oh, dear God. Oh. Ah, what the hell? I don't want it.
Dad, I'm scared.
Oh, God, this is so disgusting. I think I'm going to puke.
Stewie, I don't care what it takes. We have got to fix this. We just ate so much vomit.
Brian, it gets worse.
Look.
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger, 24/7, man. I don't give a fuck the show on or not. Go ahead, my sister. Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where you need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard the Dagger, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This is where champions are made. No distractions. Like a quick stop, don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive, daggers out of pocket, lions only taking lives, haven't looked into their eyes. Sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line. My seat is on the line, I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind, I'm not asking. Like one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing, you bastard. This is another classic. You should tell Houdini that I stole his fucking neck. I'll make it disappear, now she never wanna leave. Never wanna leave, Shawty, hurry up, oh my God, now she never wanna leave.
All right, y'all, we back. The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Again, fuck you Fridays. You can call in still if you want to. 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holla at us. All right, and not us, holla at me. But, oh, man, I don't know. Again, I don't know. I know a lot, but I don't know a lot because I'm always, again, on the fence about shit. I'm always, you know, I try to see all angles. Oh, shit. Hold on. Somebody want to say something. Shout out to 424-2706. You got Dagger. What it do?
Oh, shit, now. Fuck you Fridays. I want to say fuck every motherfucking body.
Damn, where you been at, MIA? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling lovely now. I'm feeling much better. You know, I was sick for a little minute. Had a little minor cold or whatever. And my whole body just shut down. Like,
out of it,
I could
huh?
do shit. Yeah, you know, I just been working. I work too fucking much. You know I'm a cook now, right? So,
who do you cook
fuck for? Everybody who got EBT because tomorrow's the first. And I work at Jack in the Box, so motherfuckers is going to be ordering, like, 30 tacos, like, 6 large fries, Jumbo Jack, chicken sandwiches, all kind of shit, you feel me? So, that's what's been keeping me, you know, keeping me away from Bang Out because every time I get a good schedule, it's like the show's not on or some bullshit,
like
you know?
Because yeah,
I was closing. I usually, sometimes I wouldn't go to work from, I'll go to work at like 5 and I wouldn't get off until 1:30 in the morning, you know?
Oh, damn.
Exactly,
graveyard,
right.
Graveyard mm-hmm. shifts, huh? Like shit.
Yeah. And that's only like Monday. That's only Thursday through Sunday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm still, you know, at the other place or whatever. So
yeah. Well,
I'm out here grinding, man.
Yeah. Making that money as you should. Shit.
Grinding like a motherfucker, you feel me? And I want to say fuck the person who was supposed to sell me a car but got it taken from by the police. I was mad at that, too. You
but
feel me? How the fuck
either.
You going to sell somebody a motherfucking car and then get it taken?
People just don't care. Yeah. Well, wait, they sold it, you gave them the money for it, and then it got taken?
Oh, hell no. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was about to say, see, that would have been some shit right there. That would have been bad. Yeah.
Buddy, I ain't giving up shit, you feel me? I ain't giving up damn thing. But, yeah, besides that shit been good, you know?
Okay, that's good, that's good. But, man, well, it's good to hear your voice. Everything, good to know you're alive and shit. No,
Dagger, I missed you. Man, it's my buddy, man. Anybody who know Dagger is the turn-up king. Like, when we turn up, we have fun, we go out, we drink, we laugh, we smoke, we cuss people out, we laugh, you know, we eat. We have fun, you know what I mean? We
see.
Do real people.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to say I'm the king of the turn, but I will say that I don't like when people be talking about, because, you know, the turn up, I was talking about this earlier at work. It was funny. I was telling motherfuckers, like, turn up is a way of life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know how people out here talk about, oh, we're going to turn up. They just saying it like, you know, slang right now. You know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah, like it's all about partying. I be turned up at work. Like,
exactly. Like,
you're not.
Y'all don't know what the fuck the true turn-up is, you know, and that just pisses me off. Because, like you just said, we be turned. Like, if you ain't
turned
to the Witty Gang or whatever and everything,
to
like
the
that.
Max.
Like, we be on. Like, and so.
You didn't see nobody turned up and everybody standing around like, what the fuck is that you doing? We gonna be turned up because we haven't, we're happy. So, fuck everybody else who's not.
But that's what it be like. Like I said, it's either with the gang or it's not. You either, yeah. Like, but see, we always, if you with the turn up, like the truth. What I don't like is people that say they with the turn up and then they don't be with the turn up. That's what I don't like.
Exactly.
That's why, because I always ask straight up, like, yo, we turn up. Do you know what you're about to get into? Like, if you can't handle this, like, then you don't need to come along. Because I also don't like, you know, I don't like being nobody's babysitter either. Like, bitch, if you know anybody,
right.
if you can't handle your shit or. one of the people that get fucked up or get turned, you know, get fucked. There's a difference between turned up and fucked up. If you're one of those people that get fucked up and can't, you know, you can't handle your shit, or you get real irate or raunchy, you know what I mean? You know how people get
this
on that level?
Talk to everybody. You know, like, you irritating people. You never drunk. Still want another drink and shit. Like, ugh, you sloppy with it.
Real sloppy. So it's like, oh, like, oh. So, but like I said, we turn up, but we, when we turn up, like I said, we just be like, them niggas over there, them people over that group over there, yeah, they got to pop it, you know, but because we don't be, because we be on that level, but we don't be ignorant with it, you know, so.
Exactly.
All
we don't, you know, motherfuckers be coming up to us like, what it do, like, what y'all got going, you feel me? I mean, that's just how we are, you know, because when you work and you have a life, you got kids, or, you know, you got somebody that you're taking care of, go out and have fun. Don't sit up and be miserable and worry about what everybody else is doing with their life. You do something with your life. You know what I mean? I got mine. That's why God gave us our own life, so we can make our own choices. You know, some people will be mad at you because you turned up, or you happy, or you smiling, or you not talking shit. You know what I mean? You're miserable.
Yeah. I mean, I've been guilty on that sense, too, because... But that's why I know if I'm in that mode or if I don't want to be bothered or anything like that, I just try not to be around people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if
like,
you don't
want to
be bothered, don't be around people. But don't come around people or just be mopey. Some people just be mopey and just having just the dumbest look on their face. Smile, you're alive. You got food. You got a place, you know? Like, that's what irritates me, you know,
yeah,
sometimes about people.
No, because you remind me of this bitch at work, right? I can't stand this bitch at work. Yeah, fuck Renita. That's what I'm going to say, like, at my job. This bitch, I don't know what is wrong with her. First of all, she's, like, 4'2". You know what I mean? I'm putting extras on it, but she's real short. Not saying nothing against short people, but, like, let me describe this bitch.
You better not. You feel me?
But let me describe this bitch and why I can't stand this bitch. Because, like you just said, like I said, short, dark as fuck, like oil black dark. You know what I mean? Like, her eyes is fucked up. She got a cock eye. Like, her eyes go each which way, and she wear glasses, all right, and like, thick glasses, and she wear, I don't know if it's her hair or if it's a wig. I'm going to call it a wig because it looked like one of those things. Remember, remember What's Love Got to Do With It? Remember that, you seen that, remember that movie, M.I.? What's Love Got to Do With It, right? You know, the Ike and Tina thing right now. Remember when they first went on tour and they got off the bus and they fucked up their hair or whatever and
everything.
Yeah, but then they had to go get the wigs. Remember the wigs the backup dancers were wearing? Like it came like down into their ears and it was just kind of like cut across the forehead.
Her hair is fucked up.
Well, but okay, so you got all this right. But on top of that, like you just said, she has the worst fucking attitude of anybody that I've ever seen and known. Like literally every day. You know what I mean? Has the same fucking ugly look on her face, doesn't smile about shit, you know what I mean? Just really fucked up, you know? And it's one of those type of people that you don't even want to be around. Because like I said, I'm a pessimist.
You don't.
Person.
People like that, you don't want to be around. You don't want to look at them. You don't, because you, I'm not sure, you know, like, damn,
I mean,
smile.
Yeah,
cause
I mean, and it's crazy because like I said, I'm one of the most pessimistic people you can meet. I could admit that, you know what I mean? I have a real down outlook on a lot of shit. But at the same time, it's not every day, you know, it's not consistent, you know, or even if I'm at work or in certain situations, I could turn that shit off if I need to, you know, it'd be something like that. But this bitch, like I said, every day, wait, hold on real quick, I got to take this call, let's see what this is about. Fuck you, Friday.
All day, every
month. Hold on. Hello? My show.
Fuck you, Friday.
Wow,
hello.
Oh, well, you just want me to meet you there or what? Or are you going to come through here and pick me up? Either one.
Wow, we're making plans
and everything.
All right,
so do you want me to or no? All right, see you there. God. Oh, excuse me.
And your day, you know, this is not your weekend.
Nah, but here we go. But nah, fuck this bitch at work because, again, I'm the most pessimistic person, one of the most pessimistic people you will ever meet. You know, I'll admit that, and I'm straight up with that. You know, I ain't going to lie, sugarcoat, anything like that or whatever. You know, that's just how I can be at times because, again, but it's – but, you know, on the same side of it, I know what joy is. You know, just because I think that way or because I feel that way about certain things, I don't want to. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like that. So I do things to try to make that not happen. This bitch, like, she just don't give a fuck about nothing. I don't care. You know what I mean? But I don't just, you know, I'm way analytical. So it makes me think, bitch, what is so wrong in your life or what is going on in your life where you just really just this fucked up? You know, and she's old. She's got to be in, like, her late 60s, you know, all wrinkled, or maybe just life just whooped her ass like that. You know, maybe she is younger, but she just look, you know what I mean? She's that type of person.
Because she's always looking frowny and mean and stuff. You know, it aged you.
And see, me personally, there was a time when I was, you know, I used to walk by, because, you know, when people don't like that, especially when I'm at work, and see, at least this is one thing about work. This is one thing I do like about my job, because see, as much as I don't want to be sometimes, I'm a people person. I can, you know what I mean? And depending on the situation, like I said, we're doing radio, what we're doing here, you know, if I'm in a good mood and things are cool and everything's all right or whatever, you know, it's going to be cool. I can hold a car, you know, it's going to be a good time. We're going to enjoy this, that, or whatever. You know, I'm a people person when I want to be. So especially when I'm at work, since I work at the airport, depending on
you
where I'm stationed.
You have to be a people person. You have to.
You know, but it's,
yeah,
it's
what
okay.
Do today.
But it's okay because, for me, I like genuine, you know, I like helping people and then people being genuine back towards me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because in life or in our personal lives and everything like that, you got a lot of people that are either just assholes straight up or that you may deal with or whatever, or you got people that, you know, you're genuine to or you try to be genuine with them, and you don't get a genuine response back. Or it's always some, you know what I mean? It's
you
not,
get a half-assed response.
Or something.
Okay.
Like, you know.
But they always want to bring up something else. Oh, but what about this? But what about that? But what about this? Damn, you feel me? Calm down. Let's solve this problem first.
And I come across a lot of people at work. You know what I mean? You know how many motherfuckers come through the airport and shit or whatever? You know how many questions I get asked and everything? Now, keep in mind, some of the motherfuckers is dumbass questions and everything like that. But again, you got to realize, you know, some people just don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it feels good to, like I said, to help somebody. You know, I just made somebody's day a little bit better. You know, this motherfucker was so lost, you know, or tried to get on a plane, and I helped them. You know, and they're real genuine about it. Thank you so much. Have a good day. You know, thank you. You know, it's cool. You still get your assholes or whatever, but even if you help out the assholes, even them motherfuckers sometimes be like, or they're just an asshole, fuck them, and they're running off and going, you don't ever got to see them again. You know, it goes both ways. But that's the good thing about being there is because good or bad, it's well, for me, because, again, maybe I enjoy helping people, and I enjoy people that appreciate my help. And then throughout the day, I have helped more people that have appreciated it than I have helped people that haven't. So, you know, if I could just have that good feeling for 5 hours a day, then fuck it. You know, why would I go into work with a fucked up attitude, you know what I mean, knowing what I'm going to have to do there anyway?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes. And we're not even talking about, these are passengers, so on top of the people that I already work with that are there every day that I'm going to have to see, you know what I mean, that I'm going to have to be working next to or whatever for 5 hours a day too, so you got to be cool with them too. But I like the fact that when I go to work and I walk out on the floor, you know, girls want to give me a hug. Hey, how you doing today? You know what I mean? So the girls I work with, some of the Delta employees, you know, that I work for and everything, they all, hey, what's up? You know, motherfuckers waving at me, smiling and shit. You know, it's a good feeling.
It is. It really is.
You know, so, and I'm getting that at work. You know, and people get those kind of things from different places and different situations depending on what you do and how you do things or whatever. People, but again, at work, it seems like it's genuine, even if it's just at work, but it's genuine for work. You know what I mean? It's okay, you know.
But sometimes that's cool, too. But, you know, you can have your good days sometimes and your bad days, because I remember one day I was at work and I wasn't feeling too good. And, you know, when your customers are so used to you being joyful and happy and just geeked up, you know.
Wrong. what's wrong with you? What's,
oh, what's wrong with you?
What's
like,
everything?
What's, you know, and sometimes that can make it good, and sometimes I can make it bad, you know, like, but I don't know, because sometimes people are just so used to seeing you happy and everything, they want you to continue to be happy, but you know how you get that, what's wrong with you so much, till you just blow, like, fuck, why everybody
well,
can
well,
ask you?
Well, here's what I have to say about that, though, too, because it's crazy, because I be thinking about that same thing, and it's really well,
like, I'm just
a person.
Thinking, you know, sometimes something don't have to be wrong, sometimes you can just be focused, like, I'm just thinking, like.
Right. So, I mean, my pain problem when I have, and like I said, especially my personal life that I'm realizing as well, too, is just that, you know, I was raised as, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto yourself. You know, that's just how I was raised. You know, that's just my get down. That's just, as much as I try to go against that sometimes, that's just how I, like I said, that's what I go by. Because I be trying to think that that's how shit is supposed to be. So when I'm in a good mood or I try to do something for somebody or whatever, you know, I just try to do that. When I'm in a bad mood, you know, I don't want to be bothered, you know, leave me alone or whatever. But if I see that somebody's in a bad mood, you know, I'll ask, but I'll treat them as I would want to be treated. Oh, you in a bad mood, I'm going to leave you the fuck alone. You know what I mean? Because that's how I would want to be treated. But
yeah. But
I'm starting to realize, you know, well, I've always realized it, but again, it's just this is the shit that I be dealing with. You know, it's not like that for everybody. People are more operating on a do as I say, not as I do.
Have you ever just met people who's just super fucking happy for no reason? Oh, yeah, uh-huh, thank you. I'm just happy, just smiling and cheesing and shit. I was like, damn, you done had. Like, you just smiling and grinning and everything, like,
But that's it, and that's crazy because it's like you can't be that excited. You know what I mean? Why are you being so extreme on that end? Like, what are you trying to hide? What are you trying to hide?
Super excited, and they be mad because you ain't that excited as them. I can't get on your level like that because I don't know what you want. You could be on drugs. You could be on espresso. Anything like?
But not even
oh,
that.
No,
but why
like...
why do I have to match your level? Okay, you want to be on. You want to be woo woo or whatever for sure. That's you. You know, don't get like you said. Don't get mad. I'm not there. I just don't want to be there. You know, but that's what we were just saying. Like, to people, like we just said, people are always on that do as I say, not as I do. I want you to do what I tell you to do, but if I do this or do the opposite, don't worry about that. Let it go. Don't trip on it. You know what I mean? That shit is crazy to me because, again, I operate on the I treat others as I want to be treated. If I'm willing to do this for you, then I will expect you to be willing to do the same for me. But then, you know... But we already know how that goes. You do shit for people that don't get two shits about you and never expecting you anything back. So then what are you supposed to be? Oh, you just – then they say, like, well, if you got it, you know what I mean, even when you're struggling and you can still help somebody else, then that's just a greater good and you just being a good person and everything. But then when you being that good person and you keep sacrificing shit and losing shit, then –
But sometimes you just give out to everybody because I'd be like, damn, I'm not a bank because if I just bought this person a meal, gave this person a quarter, and this person a cigarette or a dollar, it's like, damn, who can I ask for something?
But
you know what I mean?
But it doesn't necessarily have to be money, but exactly my point. But exactly like you just said, that's the hardest part for me right now because I never had that really in my life outside of my family. But my family only gave me what I needed. You know what I mean? Every now and then I would get what I want, but my family always provided what I needed. But I made a lot of sacrifices for people, you know what I mean? And not just money, you know, I've done a lot for people. And you know, I have never, I don't believe or it's never happened still to this point. Nobody has ever been willing or has done or made sacrifices for me. You know, the shit that I've done for people, nobody has ever done for me. You know what I mean, and that's in life, and that's crazy.
You just gotta do it for the joy of it, just know that you know helping somebody, and you know that's just kind of a good deed, you know.
Well,
like
I wanna know
some
what
people
that
do
about.
Things and look for things in return. As long as you don't look for things in return, like oh, what they gonna do for me or what, the, you know, I didn't do this and that for you, you know, like.
Well, I don't do that either, but at the same time. When you're doing stuff for people so much,
I know people
like
do
you said,
that. Some people who
like,
bring that shit up. I bought you this, I bought you that, but I thought you did it because you wanted to, and not to just throw it up in my face every time. I see you, like, because I didn't do the same amount of stuff for you as you did for me, or even more.
Which is why,
you know?
Which is exactly why I never like asking for shit, you know what I mean, just so I can eliminate that whole issue. But I just don't like
not
the
even
fact
asking.
Where,
some people are just do some shit for you
or
and
it would feel
talk
nice,
about it.
But then also, like I said, but it would feel nice for somebody to be able to do that for you, to actually be genuine towards you or towards me, you know what I mean? Nobody's ever really just been, you know, here, you know what I mean, ever. Like, well, here, you know, and it's crazy, at least on the level that I have been. And it's also crazy, or times when I've really been down and out, or I've really needed help, or I really needed something, or whatever, and I've actually had to ask certain people and everything. You know, you would think that, you know, like I said, but people don't make those same sacrifices. That's why I realize, well, people aren't going to put themselves on the line or put certain things on the line, or whatever, for you, even if you're willing to do the same thing for them. You know, everybody has their own agenda. Everybody got the things they're trying to get together. Everybody got things that they feel, you know, that they have to do. And it just sucks for me because, again, I still have to find a way to stop putting others before myself. That's always my biggest issue because, honestly, why I do that is because, like, I feel like I'm going to be, like, I have a family that really loves me. And, I, like I said, a lot of people don't even have that. So,
exactly.
Like I said, I honestly know that I will never go hungry, you know, in that type of aspect. You know, there's certain things I know would never happen, even though I want to do shit for myself. Say, you know, God forbid the worst thing happens to me or, you know, I know that certain things will be okay. I could have no phone. I could have no car. I got, you know what I mean? But I will have the things that I need in order to live. So, And when you live life like that, only having what you need and not really what you want, then, you know, like I say all the time, I keep things real simple. I don't require a lot. But I also see how people are always used to getting what they want all the time in every situation. You know what I mean? And you see how they get down. You know what I mean? It's just different. Your mannerisms are different.
I could get what I want. Like, damn.
How you carry yourself is different. How you react to situations is different. You know, and it's crazy. And see me, when you're the person who puts others before themselves, and you're dealing with somebody who puts themselves before others, you know, it's a real delicate situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and it's just about how you're going to handle it, what direction you're going to go, what path you're going to choose.
But some people are just do things just to see what you're going to say or just to see how you're going to react, you know, because just to see, just to be spiteful or just to be evil or just to be mean, you know. Like, for instance, like, say somebody says the problem with you doing this and you find a solution for that problem. Then they're going to bring up something else. Well, you doing this and you doing that. And it's like, but I'm finding solutions, but what are you doing? You know, aren't you doing the same thing I'm doing or more, you know? People won't see it as that. Some people just point you out, what you doing, what you got, and all this and all that. But I ain't even pointing out what you done and what you doing and what you got going on, you know?
Because I don't feel the need
but
to have
I'm not
shit
like
out.
That.
And
you
yes,
know,
I
I'm not
have,
exactly.
I don't
I'm not
have
like
to
that.
Point shit out. I just want to, if I'm going to do it, then I'm going to do it. But at the same time, people want to make you point shit out when you do shit and it's not appreciated. Or
because if I start pointing out shit or saying shit, this is what I wanted to do, but this is what you did to make somebody else happy, then it's going to be like, oh shit, don't say that or don't do that or whatever. And just, you know, like, but it's the fucking truth. You know, don't be trying to put somebody else down just to make yourself look good, because it's not even like that. And if that person is not dumb enough to see how it is, then they dumb too. You feel me? They selfish ass people. You feel me? Motherfuckers would just be selfish as fuck, you know, but that shit don't last too long, you know, because one day you're going to be in need, you're going to be in the same situation, you know. That's what I think about. I think about me, like, damn, what if I'm in this situation? Fuck it.
That's why I
be helping people
and
sometimes.
I
could be hungry. Let me buy this person a meal, you know.
And I've literally seen people, like, I've helped people, like, that were on, like, the sidewalk. with all they shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You ever seen, like, the people, like, on the, with all they shit, nowhere to go, like, what the fuck am I going to do, what was me type shit. You know what I mean? I've seen these things. And now some of these same people can act like they don't even know you. You know what I mean? When you've mm-hmm. seen people in their worst situations and then they get somewhat cool or whoop or whatever and everything or get into another situation.
They act like they don't even know you. Like, you never helped them or you never
exactly.
was there talking to them every day when they was on the side of the road.
And how do you? And I don't even know how you do that. But see, I wouldn't know because nobody ever has helped me like that. You know what I mean? I've never been in so dire a situation where somebody I wouldn't know because I haven't been on that side of it. But I would like to feel that if somebody actually really helped me like that,
they probably act like
I
didn't know you because they probably thought you was gonna want something in return.
Well, what do I want? It's not even about that because, like I said, at the time. I saw the situation you were in. I helped you out. Like I said, I'm speaking about certain situations where, like I said, they were literally like I said, on the side of the street. They like all your shit. How am I gonna get all my shit over here? And blah, you know, waiting for, you know what I mean? You've seen these situations. People get kicked out of their house
mm-hmm.
or travel out to L.A. from somewhere else and don't know what the get down is, or living with people that they shouldn't, and then they got to go, you know, all kind of shit, right, that motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like I said, and I always seem to see people when they at their worst. And it's just crazy because that's what makes me start thinking, like, is that my purpose in life? Is my purpose only to help people when they in need, you know, and just,
mm-hmm.
but that can't be it. That can't be it. There has to be more to, but this is also what's going on, is I just be thinking all kind of shit because, again, I will never hate on anybody shining or doing what they got to do, you know, to make things happen.
You can't never hate on nobody who's doing what they're doing to make things happen for themselves, because you doing what you're doing to make things happen for yourself. So why can't I? Why you going to hate on me doing what I got to do for myself? You know, but some people will because they ain't doing, they know they could be doing more for themselves, but some people don't want to. They just want to sit and wobble, wonder what you're doing, and oh, how come you ain't got this? You working so much. How come you ain't got this? How come you ain't got that? Because I'm saving my money. You know, if when I was younger, shit, that shit would have been gone. You feel me? I would have been buying clothes, Jordans, all kind of shit. But now I know it's a bigger picture to life. You know, if I got shoes, I don't need them. You know, yeah, okay, every now and then you can treat yourself, but that don't mean every paycheck that I get, I'm about to go buy the latest shoes or the latest outfit or the newest game or the biggest TV or something, because sometimes you gotta save. You know, some people don't know how to do that. And that's how they end up in those situations where they get kicked out. They ain't got nowhere to go. They ain't got no help. They ain't got nobody. Because when they did have something, they act like everything was good. They didn't need nobody. They cussed everybody out. Fuck you. Now, when you're down and out, you don't got nobody to turn to. And that's how some people just be miserable. Like, don't got nothing to do. They only happiness is somebody else trying to make them happy or whatever. You got to make yourself happy. If you don't make yourself happy, how can somebody else make you happy?
Yeah, and that's where it is.
It's impossible for somebody else to make you happy if you don't know how to make yourself happy. If you don't know what it takes to make you happy, then can't nobody make you happy.
If you know what it takes to make yourself happy, but then again, that just falls along. But if what makes you happy doesn't make someone else happy, then whose happiness is more important? Your own.
But
is it your own or is it somebody else's?
But that's different because that's like in a relationship or something like that. I'm just saying, like,
not even a relationship.
In general,
I mean,
like,
like family, friends. I mean, how many times are we in situations
true.
You know, how many times are we in situations that you bite your tongue because, you know, you don't want to hurt this person's feelings or, you know, whoop and everything like that. There are some people out there that don't whatsoever. You know, they just book straight out, keep it real at all times, and blase, this, that, or whatever. You know what I mean? So it.
Yeah.
So when that's the hardest part, because that's what I do. I am good at, I'm a good judge of character. Like I said, if we hang out and I know you and we done chilled or whatever, I kind of know what may piss you off or may not, or we may have a conversation where I pick up on things or whatever and everything. So me being the person that I am and me not liking drama or bullshit or anything like that, I will be the one to, you know, try to keep you as cool as possible. You know what I mean? But at the same time, that it could, that while you're doing that and you're trying to keep shit cool, that person could still, you know, acting irate, you know, or, you know, not, you know, or just being them maybe, or
because they want drama.
You know,
that's people
who
want drama. When you're trying to avoid drama and people want drama, they're gonna continue to be mad or just upset at something, and that's my whole point.
Is that no matter what you do, then it's not gonna matter?
Yeah, it matters. Long as it matters to you. Fuck, just like you said, you living for yourself. Fuck everybody else. You feel me? Like, you can't help everybody. You can't make everybody happy. That's what I'm saying. So you got to make yourself happy. Somebody could be mad because you made macaroni and cheese and they wanted fucking potato salad or some shit like that. Fucking eat. You know, like, it'd be the dumbest shit sometimes. So people get mad over the littlest shit. That's what I'm saying. So you can do the biggest shit to make them happy, but you can sprinkle some salt on some shit and they whole day fucked up. Like, ah, oh, fuck you, fuck everybody. Yeah. You know, so that's why I say do what makes you happy, you know. And then if they not happy with it, then fuck it. Well, shit.
Yeah, I guess that's my biggest problem, too. Because I like, because I'm happy when people are happy. Like, when we
ain't thinking about you.
But see, but like you said, man, that's why you just got to, I guess, pick the certain people you're around and make sure you choose the right people. Because like I said, man, when we go out, when we turn up and everything, I'm around people, so I have no problem trying to make people, you know, make y'all as happy as possible. Because if y'all happy, I'm happy, everybody's good. You know what I mean? And that's my steez. But at the same time, like you just said, you cannot make everybody happy, and that's the hardest. And that's the hardest part.
But the people that you're going out with has to automatically be. They don't have to automatically be happy. Maybe you can do something to brighten up the day. Maybe going out can brighten up the day, you know. But I'm just saying, like, what I'm just saying is, like, the people who close to you, yeah, you know how to make them happy. You know how to put a smile on their face because you're close with them. You talk to them. You chill with them. You kick it with them. When they mad, you know they mad. Fuck it, leave them alone. But I'm talking about for the outside people who you're just not getting to know or some shit like that. It's like you didn't already been through the drama, all the shit like that. I don't got time for the games. I'm not trying to bend my ass over backwards just to make you happy, and you're not going to appreciate it.
Well, what if the people you care about are the ones that don't appreciate it?
Well, they don't care about you. They don't appreciate it. They don't care. If I didn't do something for you, you don't appreciate it, then you don't care about me. Because I didn't went on my way to do something for you, and you don't appreciate it. So fuck it. I ain't going to do shit else for you. For real. I appreciate shit. I let motherfuckers know. I be letting motherfuckers know I appreciate shit or whatever. And motherfuckers still have an attitude or still want to acknowledge me or won't still say, oh, well, motherfuckers do stay out the way and we'll do whoop. You know, so it's like, fuck it. You feel me? You do you and I'll do me. That's how it is at the end of the day, and that's how it's going to be.
Oh, man. Like I said, life. Shit is fucking. And it's crazy because it's also hard when the things that do make you happy always got something attached to them. You know what I mean? In a sense, like, but is that how life is? I mean, everything that may make happy has some form of bullshit that comes along with it.
Man, I put it like this. Every time you want to do something positive, there's going to be a negative reaction to see how bad you want it, how bad you want to grab it. You know, it's not going to come easy. It may seem like it's going to come easy or it might be all picture perfect, but something is going to happen. But if you give up, you don't want it. You don't want to go through it. Some people think everything is just supposed to come to them, come their way, happen their way, be their way, but it's not going to be like that all the time. It's not. Sometimes you may have your good days where you get something good, you know, but I don't know, it's hard. That's why you just got to live life one day at a time, 1 second, 1 minute, 1 hour. Like, you know, you never know when the time comes. So I just say be happy, appreciate it, talk shit when you have to, get it off your chest. Talk shit for a positive reason, though. Don't just be talking shit just to make everybody mad, just to be like, oh. Talk shit to get to a solution. Don't talk shit just to talk shit and just to be a bully. For real. Like, fucking Fridays is about talking shit, get it out your chest, bam, go along with your day, you know, go along with it. Some people just hold things in, hold it in, and they explode. That's how people end up in jail or on Snapped or some shit like that.
Like you said, some people, that's me. Like I said, that's
send it out.
I gotta get back to it because I be holding a lot of shit in.
Don't be so insecure. Some people are so insecure, always thinking about everything that come out your mouth is about them. You know, I got plenty of people who I be around. I got a life. You know, my life don't evolve around you. You feel me? So it's just, that's why I say you gotta live for yourself. You know. Fuck
it. It's just crazy. Gotta keep moving. Gotta keep pushing. Can't let nothing stop.
Gotta keep it. Keep on pushing.
Oh fuck! So what you got on the agenda for this? You working this weekend too? You working this weekend?
Man, I work every day.
Oh, one job, one couple of days. The other job, the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Nonstop money. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
But, I mean, whatever's popping, I'm available. I'm going to go to work till 3, you feel me?
Till 3 in the afternoon?
Uh-huh. Oh, shit. So, sometimes I have my times where, you know, I'm available, but it mostly be late night, you feel me? And I don't know.
Late night is going to be popping.
I can't do too much, you feel me? Can't do too much without, you know, being in a certain situation, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. What else? I guess the last thing I want to talk
about. What you got going on for tonight? I know you got something planned. You already on the phone. Come on, come through. What it do, take it?
Just meeting up, smoking. Like I said, nothing major. Like I said, just trying to make it to today. So make it through tonight so I can hopefully get some sleep or something. But, all right. Well, here's the last little thing I guess I want to talk about real quick. I don't know. People come at me and they tell me I act like I know everything. Now, let me be the first to admit, I do not know everything. I don't. But I'm pretty good at playing, what do they call it, playing the averages. You know what I mean? I'm pretty good at, you know, my percentage is pretty high when it comes to, you know, guessing how things may go or seeing how things may go. So
yeah, because maybe you didn't been in a situation or knew somebody who was in a similar situation.
You know what I mean?
Or read about it or seen it on TV or.
Well, no, because I'm just, like I said earlier, I'm really good. I feel, at least now, I'm kind of a really good judge of character because of the things that I've been through. I've dealt with a lot of people. I've talked to a lot of people. I've been through a lot of shit. Like you said, I've heard a lot of stories. And most of it is through self-experience, you know, because I've always been one of the hard-headed type motherfuckers where I don't trust nobody's information but my own anyway. So, you know, I'm the kid that if you tell me that the fucking stove is hot, I'm going to go touch it my damn self. I may burn my hand, but then I'll know it's hot. I don't believe you. I'm going to find out myself. So, like I said, I've just been through a lot. So, again, like MIA said, when certain situations come across and depending on who's involved in the situation, I kind of can guess how the situation is going to go, so I automatically fast forward. You know, that's just, I cut out the middle shit. You know what I mean? Whenever I get into, if I'm talking to somebody and depending on who that is, I feel the conversation is going a certain way, you know, either I'm going to keep it going and switch my tone up, or I'm just going to stop and not even, you know, continue the conversation. You know, depending on who it is, because, again, I'm trying to get to the part where this whole bullshit is over with. You know what I mean? This whole drama or whatever's going on right now is done. So I'm going to try to get there as fast as possible. Either that's going to be me speaking more or me not speaking at all. You know, so, but people come at me a lot saying that, you know, you act like you know everything. You act like you always right, da, da, da. But a lot of things get proven to me right, you know, and it's not necessarily me.
For real.
You know, I'm just sitting back watching the situation, or even if I'm involved in it, you know, I do my part, but again, I'm doing whatever my part, my role is and whatever the situation is, it's to make the situation better. I'm not the type of person to get into a situation to try to fuck something up, to try to be negative towards somebody or towards something that somebody is doing. You know, mm-hmm. if I don't want to be involved in it, if I don't want to be involved in it or if I don't like it, you know, then I step the fuck off or I move, you know what I mean? I go do something else or I try to, you know, take my mind off it or whatever. But, you know, never am I that person to stop anybody from doing what they feel they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but at the same time, it's like when you've been in that situation before and you see the same thing coming around again, you're going to go with what has happened before and hope that it's different. You know what I mean? That's the problem that I have with shit going on now is because I done been through so much with so many different people in so many different situations that when the situations present themselves again, like I said, and me being the pessimistic person that I am, I'm going to automatically assume the worst, and I'm going to hope for the best, you know? But every time I do that, you know, exactly what I thought was going to happen, given the person and the situation, is exactly what happened.
And that's happening. Well, Dagger, I don't mean to cut you off, but my phone about to die. So I just wanted to say, I get with you at the next show.
Yeah. All right,
I'm
going to
be around.
For sure. Holla at us. You know where we at.
All right, then.
All right. But yeah, it's when you've been through so much, when you've heard people tell you the same things, when you've been an experience and witnessed the amount of things that you have, you know, people go different ways. There are some people that take all that and be like, look at what I've overcome, you know, nothing can stop me. You know, and no matter what happens, you know, I can make it happen. I can make it work. Nothing's gonna bother me, and you know, just so joyful and so optimistic about life. You know, I wish I can be like that. In certain times, I can be, but again. Just take another person going through the same thing, having the same experiences, you know, the same hardships or whatever. They see this shit as more so myself. You know that the fucked up shit is gonna happen. And so, you know, I'm always one of the people that, well, if I always expect that to happen, and then good things keep happening, then I'll enjoy the good things while they last until this happens, and just hope it never does. Because I always assume the worst because in reality I don't want the worst to happen, so I want somebody to prove me wrong. But I always get proven right in the situation. Even it don't even gotta be my own situation. I be looking at other people's situations and I wind up being right. People come to me and ask me about things. I tell them, well, this may go this way, this may go this way. It's probably going to go this way, though, because of that person and da-da-da or whatever. And they go about it or whatever, and then come to find out that it went exactly how I said it was going to go. You know, I don't want to be right. I don't. I want to be wrong about a lot of things. I want to be wrong. I want to be so wrong, and I hope I'm wrong about a lot of things. Like I said, hope and faith. That's all I got. Everything else, what I think, what I see, what the world, you know, what's out there, the influences, the things that people are involved in. Like there's a lot going on. And not everybody can handle it. I mean, I can't handle it, but I'm choosing not to because I'm not at a point in my life where I can handle things the way that I want to. So I'm not going to get involved until I'm right in order to do that. Other people jump head first into situations. Never know what may happen. But like the lottery, right? You got to be in it to win it. You never know what's going to happen until it happens. You just got to hope that when shit does happen, you end up on the right side of things instead of the wrong side. But if you're dealing with somebody, like I said, girlfriend, family, music groups, whatever, you know, you got to hope everybody's on the same side. Because if you're on the opposite side of this shit, then somebody's always going to end up fucked over or fucked up. And if you see something coming, like, do you move? Like, you know, like normal people move, get out the fucking way? Or do we want to be on some movie shit and hope that, you know, something happens at the last second? If you stand there and hold it out, or if you just stand your ground, then it's going to work out somehow. But life isn't a fucking movie. You know, reality is a motherfucker too. You know, people, it's like people create movies out of their lives, you know, and they get lost in it. And then every now and then, reality hits them, and you realize that movie you were living was, like I said, that was just that. It's not reality. And like I said, and I can speak on that because, like I said, I've been that. I want to be that person. Like I said, I'm living in reality, but I've watched a lot of movies. I've been involved, like I said, in my life. I've been involved in a lot of movies in my life, ups, downs, but they always ended bad. The hero didn't win. You know, the good guy. It was always one of the movies where the good guy dies at the end. Despite whatever happens in the movie, that motherfucker, you know, he dies in the end. He sacrifices everything for the greater good or someone or, the, you know, or whatever. But it's always one of the fucked up endings when it comes to my movies. So which is why it's so hard for me when I am happy or involved in those type of things because I don't want it to stop. That's why it's so easy for me to get lost in shit like that sometimes. Because, again, I want to be happy. So when I am happy, I do everything I can that to try to keep that going. But then no matter what you do, you know, happiness doesn't last forever. Right? So what? Do you enjoy it as it is? Do you just not even put that much into it since you know, it's just... But it's what I want. So, again, you just got to do things like am I saying? You just got to do things that make you happy. But again, for me, when it comes down to my happiness or somebody else's, I keep putting my happiness on hold for others. So. Am I not meant? But again, I should be happy that I can do for others when I don't have nothing, when I don't have anything and I can barely do it for myself. That should be a good thing. So then why do I feel different about that? But then if I stop doing it, then I wouldn't be me. Because that's the person that I want to be. I don't know. Like I said, maybe I just feel like I'm not getting no appreciation. I don't know what's wrong, but. I do feel better, though. You know what I mean? So thank y'all for that. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. Like I said, fuck you Fridays, every Friday from 8 to 10. Like I said, just make sure y'all talk about the show, spread word about the show. Make sure y'all call in and holler at your boy, because I know I'm not the only one out there with fucking issues, all right? Every Friday, 8 to 10. Slap Sunday's coming up on Sunday. May have an interview set up. Haven't had a new beauty of the week that yet in a while. So we'll see how that goes. I can't make no promises. 8 to 10 this Sunday. Make sure you send in your music to dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All right, what else? Triple M Show, Mo Music Monday, 8 to 10. Turned Up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks, 8 to 10. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Queen V, Adult Matters and Adult Topics, 9 to 11. And like I told y'all, I'm going to try to get back into the swing of things. I'm going to try to get things right. I'm going to try to do what I can to, like I said, be happy. And I'm happy here with y'all, so just make me feel good about that, all right? Make me feel appreciated. Spread word about the show. Talk about the show. Get your people to send in music. Call in. Holler at your boy. Let's make this happen, all right? And I just feel kind of so we're going to wind it off like this, all right? Holler at y'all next time. I'm out.
Here we go. Uh-oh. The Dagger.
Yep.
West Side all day, every day.
That's right.
L.A. R.I.P. Mac Drizzle.
Yeah.
Living a hype and feeling
kind of
good.
You know
what I mean?
This is
what it is.
It is.
You ever felt this good?
This is
a
guy.
Yeah. Here
That's
we go.
Feeling
yeah.
right now.
I don't think y'all ready for this.
No.
It's real.
Dagger.
Yo. Yo. Now I'm a dangerous menace. That's why I'm cynically devious. So mischievous. I keep the weed pills drinking us, quit the bus, lift your spirits up, sink your love boat, send your wife home, butt naked with a sore throat, fix the mother long stroke, I'm racking my stacks, stacking my stacks, you stuck still, I'm running these laps, avoiding these traps, you niggas want me to slip, now I reach the point where I don't give a fuck or a shit, you spit or a quick piss, you faggy wearing lipstick, bending over letting niggas stick you with they distance, I flip tips quick, I be working with fast money, and it move hands so fast, you can't get none from me, sipping on some rummy, whether sunny or dark. I hit the park and spark. All these guppies scared of the shark. My bark is loud and my bite is much worse. Since I first cursed in the first words of my first verse. This beat is too saucy. And life is too costly. When you walk and tread softly. Yo, BZ, back off me. This beat is too saucy. And life is too costly. When you walk and tread softly. Yo, BZ, back off me. I'm hard to bend, always getting bent, but y'all forgot me. I lie, cheat, steal, way too high for ice hockey. I'm really cocky, everything I do has a purpose. You only see the surface.
Never trust me.
That's why you're nervous. I provide a service, A to Z. Arson with activity, burglary with KIP. Fuck that nigga, Big Lee. But that's only three, I got 23 more letters. And everyone's a plan to get the mad fam more cheddar. I'm feeling much better, it's like an end to a scandal.
Everybody wants the truth.
Let's see how much you can handle. Because everybody lies, just lied to or lied on. Your president's the police collide and I ain't doing nothing wrong. Never been an ex-con, too busy being a con man. What I do surprises you, then you will never understand. Always have my style, rough, rugged, with no break. Friends call me Harvey Dent, foes call me Two-Face.
This beat is too saucy. And life is too costly. When you walk and tread softly. Yo, baby, back off me. This beat is too saucy. And life is too costly.
Back on a vacation, put the balance to bed. Chivalry is dead, you all will get the dagger instead. And I'm all about this money, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
It's only money, dagger, dead.
Why I gotta be without killing Jack and Jill to pay off Pierre and Paul. I'm robbing Lucy for Ethel, got Ricky watching it all. Clap. Shit happens, watch where it falls. Sometimes I step in it, sometimes on the call. Grabbing my balls, I'm breaking laws, catching fades and making calls. Setting the meetings, got women skeeting, I can do it all. My flaws are very few, but they're a part of my nature. Got me doing dirty shit, sometimes it's lower than scrape.
What you gonna do?
I make you laugh, make you cry, make you sit and wonder why. Make you smile, make you laugh, calm you down and get you high. I got one goal, don't ever stop until I reach the top. I'm all about the future, fuck the past, is you in or not?
This beat is too saucy. Life is too costly. When you walk and tread softly. Yo, baby, back off me. This beat is too saucy. And life is too costly. And when you walk and tread softly. Yo, baby, back off me.
That's all it is, dog. Don't trip. Don't worry about it. It's just right about now. Shit is real grimy right about now. You know what I mean? But it's all right. Don't trip. Kick back, smoke some weed, pop a pill. You know what I mean? Chill the fuck out. Yeah. Y'all mean? Nah.